السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa. I know most of you must be expecting a talk on the ziyarat of the Haramain Sharifain. Indeed, it is an act of ibadat. It is greatly rewarding to discuss the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ziyarat of the Rosa Mubarak, Ziyarat, and the Tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif, and all other aspects. I have been doing this whenever I returned in the past, but tonight I will be discussing something totally different. Because this is a majlis of Islah, it is a majlis in which we don't just come for increasing our knowledge, but to light up the fire of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love in our hearts and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that it becomes easy for us to do those things which Allah Ta'ala is pleased with, His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is pleased with, and to stay away from all those things that they are displeased with. For if we don't have this love, then we will be in Makkah Sharif and we will be doing everything that is displeasing to our Creator, displeasing to Rabbul Bayt. We will be doing everything that is displeasing to Rabbul Bayt. We will be making tawaf of Baytullah, but the Rabb of Bayt, we will be displeasing Him. I think I mentioned in the past also that one person was proceeding for Umrah, Nafil Umrah. So his sheikh, who was a Kamil sheikh, he told him, "Where are you going?" He said, "I am going for Umrah." He said, "I am going to Baytullah." So he said, "You're going to Baytullah, house of Allah Ta'ala, but have you recognized the Rabbul Bayt, the owner of the house, the master of the house?" He said, "No." He said, "Well, then you come with me." He took him with. 1 year he kept him. And those days they never used to be hesitant when those who really were ashiks of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then irrespective of what amount of time it took to light up that fire of Allah Ta'ala's love and to get that connection, but they knew that that is the most important thing in their lives. So therefore they spent as much time as possible to get that connection. So after having spent enough time, then he told him that now you go proceed. So when he went there, now this time he was not making tawaf of just the house of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This time he was seeing Rabbul Bayt's tajalli there. And that is not something that is just a fairy tale. Those who are the Ahlullah, those whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with Basirat, He has blessed them with those hearts which have got that connection with Him, then they don't just go around the Kaaba Sharif. There is something that they get which we do not get because of our dirty hearts. The same at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There's so much of noor, so much of noor, so much of noor. But our receivers must be right. We must be able to receive. The connection must be right. I gave that example upon my return at the airport to some friends that were there. I said that in this masjid, for example, or even in Baytullah Sharif, or if you go to Masjid-e-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the masjid, if some mad person or some stupid or silly person or someone that is full of fisq and fujur has to put on the radio there, then he will still pick up the music there. Whichever station he puts on, he will get, if it's music that he wants, then the moment he puts the switch on and he puts the needle on that station, then he will get that music. In the masjid he will get it. If somebody has to bring in a television there and switch on the television, then he will get those pictures. Does not mean that because it is Masjid Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, so now those pictures won't come. If the connection is right with the plug and the switch and all the receiver and everything, then it will pick up. Those pictures will come there. So which means that they are there in the atmosphere. It's there. The music is there. The pictures are there. It just depends on the receiver. So just like that, in that same atmosphere is the tilawat of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he used to stand on the musalla and lead the prayers, or when he used to make his tilawat, it's in that same atmosphere. We may say that that's 1400 years ago that happened, but we know that science is developing that technology where they can bring back the voices of the past. They have been successful to some extent, but I said that inshallah the day will come when they will be so advanced that inshallah they will bring back the voices of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, where he is foretelling the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the other Anbiya, and also those hadiths and those Quranic verses which they were rejecting. Inshallah, if Allah ta'ala wills, then they will be the ones that will bring it back. Because it is there, somewhere it is. It does not disappear altogether. So in that masjid, it's the tilawat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the khutbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his discussions with the deputations that came there, his dispatching of the armies, everything that took place, it is somewhere there. So all that noor is there, it is still there. Then of the Khulafa'i Rashideen, the Sahaba'i Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, and then as you have heard many times from this Banda of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that those millions and millions of angels who are bringing the salat and salam of the people from throughout the world, that is a haqiqat, it is a reality, they are bringing it. As we say here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately it is being carried by angels there. Now imagine how many millions of people are taking the name of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are reading salat salam. So millions of angels are coming on the Gumbad-e-Khazra, the green dome, and from there to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the noor of those angels, and the noor of that salat that they are bringing, the noor of that masjid itself, the noor of that Rauza Mubarak, the noor of that resting place of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the noor of all the tilawat and zikr and salat and salam that is taking place there, the noor of Medina Sharif itself. How much of noor is there? Then how can we still come back empty? If a person says, I went there and came back, or if we see a person going and coming back and there's no change in the person's life, and he also finds himself completely empty, so then what do we do? We must blame ourselves for that, that we did not go there with that kind of a receptive heart. If we went with that kind of heart, our hearts would have exploded with that noor. It is only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ihsan and fazal that he has made our hearts such that they can contain that noor. Allah ta'ala does not come into anything, but he comes into the heart of a mu'min. What does that mean? That tajalli of Allah ta'ala, nothing else can contain it in this world. If only those people who have those kind of hearts had to expose that which is in that heart, we will not be able to really see it. So there is in the atmosphere plenty of noor, plenty of hidayat, plenty of barakat, and plenty of rahmat. But now it is our capacity with which we go there. So I gave one simple little example that if there are taps all around, and there's plenty of water that's flowing, And if I have to give each person a pail, a bucket, and I tell them that go and fill up this bucket with water. So 100 people go now with the buckets, with the pails to go and fill up the water. After some time, when they return, then some of them say that our bucket is still empty. Why? Because there's no water in the taps. And we ask the next person, he says, no, from the same tap I filled up water. So now you query that, why is it that that tap gave A water but did not give B water? So you ask A that, how did you open the tap? He says, well, this is how I opened the tap, in the correct way. The tap should have been turned clockwise or anti-clockwise, whichever direction, so he did it the correct way. We ask the other person, how did you open the tap? He says, the other way around. In other words, he was tightening the thing. Instead of opening it, he was tightening it. Now he says he didn't get water from the tap. So that is our problem. That instead of opening the tap, we go and tighten it with our sins in that Mubarak lens. People go and shave their faces and go and stand in front of the Roza Mubarak, in that Mubarak lens, at the Roza Mubarak. So will you fill up the bucket? We go and stand there in those kind of clothing which hurts Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or we indulge in ghibat, backbiting, gossiping, so much of haram viewing, because the women folk who are without niqab and hijab there, and from all over the world, from different nationalities, now beautiful women, pretty women, now this person is right there. Kaabatullah Sharif is making tawaf, but his gaze is focused on somebody's face. Now is this closing the tap or is he opening the tap? So inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala wills, we will discuss this in some other bayanahs. But I want to go back, those who were here in the early days of when we started the majlis, I think 1996 or something like that. So at that time we discussed an incident, Tawbah in the life of a musician. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali has narrated this incident. He has recorded it in his Masnavi Sharif. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Teen Kitab Al-Baili, Quran Sharif, Bukhari Sharif, Masnavi Sharif. For Islah of the Nafs, because what is in there are ayat of the Quran Sharif, hadiths of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, incidents in the lives of the Sahabas and the Awliya, but put in a story form so that it makes it interesting also and we take lessons from it. So I will read to you, translate and explain inshallah. It will be a revision of our lesson, and at the same time we will see how people have given their hearts, people have given their lives, people have given their time to those things which are going to perish. One day they will be non-existent. And sometimes even in this world, the person regrets, why did he give his life, why did he give his time, why did he give his wealth, and why did he give his heart to those perishable things, those things which vanished. خلافت حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کے زمانے میں ایک شخص خوش الحان چنگ بجایا کرتا تھا اس کی آواز پر مرد اور بچے سبھی قربان تھے اگر کبھی مست ہو کر گاتا ہوا جنگل سے گزر جاتا تو چرند پرند اس کی آواز سننے کے لیے جمع ہو جاتے. There was a person who had a very melodious voice in the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. When he used to sing, the old, the young, men, women, children, they all used to become captivated by his voice. And they used to surround him, they used to listen to him, they used to shower gifts upon him. If he had to pass through jungles, then it would appear as if the birds, the creatures, they also come to a standstill when he sings. Allah Ta'ala had given him a very melodious and a very sweet voice. Rafta rafta jab ye boda hua aur awaz peeri ke sabab baddi ho gayi to ushaq awa ushaq awaz bhi rafta rafta kinara kash ho gaye. When old age began to creep in, then all those who were ashiks of his voice, because he lost that melodious voice, so they too began to disappear. Those who were ashiks of his voice, now they began to disappear. Those who used to gather around him, there was no sign of those people anymore. Ab jidhar se guzarta hai koi poochne wala nahi, because his voice had lost that attraction. Now whichever road he walks, wherever he goes, there is nobody to ask him, request that he sings. Naam o shohrat sab rukhsat ho gaye, aur veeranaye gumnaami mein misle boom takrane laga, aur faqe par faqe guzarne lage. All his fame vanished. All those shock of his, those lovers of his, they also disappeared. Starvation now began to face him, because those people who used to give gifts, they all disappeared. Nobody to even give him some bread and meat or offer him some breakfast, lunch or dinner, nothing. All those who used to surround him disappeared. خلق کی اس خود غرضی کو سوچ کر ایک دن بہت مغموم ہوا اور دل میں کہنے لگا کہ اے خدا جب میں خوش آواز تھا تو مخلوق مجھ پر پروانہ وار گرتی تھی اور ہر طرف میری خاطر تواضع ہوتی تھی اب بڑھاپے سے آواز خراب ہو گئی تو یہ ہوا پرست اور خود غرض لوگ میرے سائے سے بھی گریزاں ہو گئے. One day in depression, when he was really sad, grieved, then he said, "Oh Allah, when my voice was sweet, melodious, then from all sides people used to call me. But these selfish people, those who had matlabi muhabbat, their muhabbat was only for the sake of my voice. Now in my old age, when that voice has left me, they should have been caring. They should have been appreciating those days when I had that melodious voice. But instead, they have all vanished." Even my shadow, they run far away from it now. Hai aisi bewafa makhluk se maine kyun dil lagaya. That is the point. Hai aisi bewafa makhluk se maine kyun dil lagaya. Why did I give my heart to such a selfish group of people who were only interested in my melodious voice and not in my person? That is the difference that the actors, film actors, actresses, singers, dancers, politicians, kings, rulers, people of wealth and property, when the muhabbat for them is solely because of those material things, or because of their voices, or because of their acting, then when some disaster falls upon these gifts of Allah Ta'ala, which they were blessed with, then all those ushaq, they also disappear. And the Allah Walas, when they've got a connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when they've got muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, when they've got their hearts brimming with the love of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then look at them. In their old age also people are flocking. Even if they can't speak one word, they're lying in the sick bed, then too the ushaq are there. They all are making dua. He must recover, he must recover. Praying for you. They don't want to leave him. We have seen our akabir and buzrugs and awliya. So that is the difference. If someone comes in this world, many times they've said, if the person looks at life, that these people who say that she is Miss World, first in the world in beauty, the cameras are chasing behind her, contracts and this and that and everything. And there is a crowd of ushaq, lovers around. Although she does not even know 99% of those ushaq. From the stage after being crowned, on the way to the hotel, she meets up with an accident. And she gets third degree burns. And the beauty is gone. The face is scarred for life. Then ask all those lovers, what happened to that Miss World that they were going crazy over. Why I am saying these things is that I am dealing, alhamdulillah, with a lot of young people who are in the process of making the Islah. And alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made them take the first giant leap that they are concerned about the Islah. But practically the majority have this problem, that they have given their hearts to some beauty of this world. So see how this person had a beautiful voice, but when his voice left him, then the ushaq also left him. Ye ta'alluq kis darja pur fareb tha, kaash mein aap ki taraf ruju hua hota, aur apne shab o roz aap hi ki yaad mein guzarta, aur aap hi se ummeedein rakhta, to aaj ye din na dekhna padta. He says, oh my beloved Allah, I wish I had turned towards you. I wish I had made you my beloved. I wish I had not given my heart to all these people who were crowding around me just for the sake of my melodious voice. Then I would not have had to see this day in my life. Of course, those were not the days of contracts and royalties and investments and all those kind of things, that he made some records and now he was getting royalty and he was also booked for so many cinema shows to sing in there. So he says, I wish I had not done that. Veer Changi dil hi dil mein nadim ho raha tha, aur aankhon se aansu beh rahe the, ke achanak jazb ghaibi ne uske dil ko apni taraf khinch liya. That is the turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That look at this person, he loses his voice, he loses his ushaq, he loses his lovers, he loses all that, those gifts and which were being showered upon him. He loses all those friends. But deep-hearted repentance and turning towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cast a glance of mercy on his heart. And with just we pulled him towards him. Jo gire idhar zami par, mere ashk ke sitare. Jo gire idhar zami par, mere ashk ke sitare. To chamak utha falak par, meri bandagi ka tara. When my Shaykh and Murshid Hazrat Maulana Hakim Ahmad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum was making the tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif some years ago, then first this little couplet came onto his tongue. Kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, kahan meri qismat tawaf-e-haram, main jaagta hoon ya Rab, ya khab dekh raha hoon. Ha, oh my Allah, way in my qismat to make tawaf of your Kaaba. Am I awake or am I seeing a dream? Why? Because the Mubarak feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made tawaf of the same Kaaba Sharif. The Mubarak feet of 124,000 Nabis of Allah Ta'ala made tawaf in the same place. The Mubarak feet of we do not know how many millions of awliya made tawaf in the same place. But especially Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our feet could be on the same steps that footprints of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. So he says, "Jo gire idhar zami par." Then when his tears began to roll from his eyes and fell on the ground, then he said, "Jo gire idhar zami par, mere ashk ke sitare." The stars of tears which of mine, which when they fell on the ground, to chamak utha falak par meri bandagi ka tara. Then in the heavens my star of bondage shone. That is how valuable and precious those tears are. کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. That ملتزم against which the chest of my beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was attached. میرے سینے حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. My dirty hearted chest has also been given that opportunity to attach itself to that same ملتزم. پیر چنگی نے ایک آہ کھینچی اور خلق سے منہ موڑ کر دیوانہ وار مدینہ منورہ کی قبرستان کی طرف روانہ ہو گیا. Now this old musician, he made ah that I wasted my life. And then he proceeded towards the graveyard of Madina Sharif. He said, "What is the sense of living now? Let me get away to the graveyard and go and pass my time there and wait for my death there." Because as it is, there was starvation also. So he found one ancient qabr there, one dilapidated one, which had been dug and left open. Those days was not like today where so many people are passing away and are being buried there. So somewhere in the corner he found one old grave and he went into that grave and he lied down there waiting now for death to come because there's no food, hunger, and he lost hope in life. So therefore he said that's the best thing to do. So he proceeded towards the graveyard of Madina Sharif and placed himself there in one ancient qabr. روتے ہوئے اس نے حق تعالیٰ سے عرض کیا کہ اے اللہ آج میں تیرا مہمان ہوں. Then he said, "Oh Allah, now that the world has forsaken me, I am your guest." جب ساری مخلوق نے مجھے چھوڑ دیا تو اب بجز تیری بارگاہ کے میرے لیے کوئی پناہ نہیں. When the entire مخلوق has left me, then oh Allah, there's no refuge for me now besides yourself. Besides in you, I have no other refuge. بجز تیرے کوئی میری آواز کا خریدار نہیں ہے. Oh Allah, that voice of mine for which there were so many purchasers and buyers and admirers. But today there is nobody for my voice, oh Allah, except you. There's nobody that will purchase my voice now except you. اے اللہ آشنا بیگانے ہو چکے اپنے پرائے ہو چکے اب سوائے آپ کے میرے کوئی پناہ گاہ نہیں ہے. Those who knew me have disappeared. They have become strangers to me. Now there is no one for me, O Allah, besides you. اے اللہ میں بڑی امیدیں لے کر آپ کی بارگاہ میں حاضر ہوا ہوں اپنی رحمت سے آپ مجھے نہ ٹکرائیے. He says, "Oh Allah, I have come with great hope now to you. There's no one for me now besides you. Oh Allah, don't reject me. Don't shun me. Don't distance me." Hazrat Hakim Damat Sahab Damat Barakatuhum puts it in poetry. Peer Changi ne dua ki, "Ay Khuda, khalq parwana thi jab tha khushnawa." پیر چنگی نے دعا کی اے خدا خلق پروانہ تھی جب تھا خوشنوا اب تمسخر ہے میری آواز کا اب تمسخر ہے میری آواز کا رائے گاہ فن یہ چنگو ساز کا He said, "Oh Allah, your creation used to surround me. They used to be around me like moths around a lit fire when I had a beautiful voice. But when my voice became unattractive, so now they are making a mockery of my voice. Now they are not saying that he sings like a nightingale. No more. In fact, they are not even saying that he sings like a crow. They say he sings like a scarecrow now. That even the crows get scared. They say, Maulana, before when he was young, he used to sing very nice. But now when Maulana sings, he sings like a scarecrow. So even the crows now become scared of that voice. So he says, "Oh Allah, that voice when it became unattractive, now they're jeering, they're laughing, they're mocking. All waste of good time, this art of mine, how to play the harp and this music. Ab madad mujhko teri darkar hai. Ab madad mujhko teri darkar hai. Fanne musiqi mera bekar hai. Fanne musiqi mera bekar hai. Oh Allah, now I need your help, I need your assistance. Because this art of mine of how to play the harp, it has disappeared. My voice is no more attractive. My lovers have all vanished and my admirers have forsaken me. So now I need your assistance. Ab madad mujhko teri darkar hai, fanne musiqi mera bekar hai. Aashna hai misl ab beganga, dar se ibrat hai meri sab daasta. Those who were my lovers and those who were around me all the time, they have become strangers, and my life is a lesson for others. That take a lesson from my life. That I thought that these people had muhabbat for me, haqiqi muhabbat, but it was only for my voice. And those people also, they had given their lives and their hearts to nothing but a voice. So when the voice went, they also went. Their love also went. Whereas the person who gives his heart to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when he has in his heart the love of Allah ta'ala, and when he gives his heart to those who have the love of Allah ta'ala, then that love goes on increasing. Whether old age comes over that shaykh or that wali of Allah ta'ala, that buzrug, or he is still young, but because it is a muhabbat for the sake of Allah ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala is one, La mithla lahu wa la mithala lah. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who is from all times and will remain forever. So therefore this love also does not die. It increases. Because it is the love for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It's a sign of Iman. Veer changi garche bad kirdar hai. Par badi aali teri sarkar hai. Peer changi garche bad kirdar hai, par badi aali teri sarkar hai. Ae panahe maharim kuve tu, man ba ummide rasidam suve tu. Koi darwaza nahi tere siwa, छोड़ कर तुझको कहां जाऊं भला, छोड़ कर तुझको कहां जाऊं भला. नाखूने तदबीर घिस जाने के बाद, नाखूने तदबीर घिस जाने के बाद, पर्दे असबाब जल जाने के बाद. बस तेरी जानिब है अब मेरी निगाह, नाव मेरी पार हो अज फजले शाह. The gist of which is, and the meaning of which is, that oh Allah, now I have got no hope in anyone else except you. And means I cannot adopt anymore, because there's no, I have tried all means, but they have all failed. Because the only means that I had of livelihood and gaining all these blessings and benefits and bounties was my voice. Now that is lost. So who else is there for me, O Allah, now but you? Now when a person turns towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is what happens.
پرانی قبر کے اس غار میں پیر چنگی اس طرح آہوزاری میں مشغول تھا اور آنکھوں سے خون دل بہا رہا تھا کہ حق تعالیٰ کا دریائے رحمت جوش میں آ گیا اور حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو الہام ہوا کہ اے عمر میرا فلا بندہ جو اپنی خوش آوازی کے سبب زندگی بر مخلوق میں مقبول و محبوب رہا ہے اور اب بوجہ پیری آواز خراب ہو جانے سے ساری خلقت نے اسے چھوڑ دیا ہے اور یہ قطع سلسلہ اسباب اور غم ناکامی اس کی ہدایت کا اور میری طرف رجوع کا سبب بن گیا ہے تو اب میری رحمت واسعہ اس کی خریدار ہے. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ is inspired now. That oh Umar, this person was a musician and he's gone old now. His voice has left him. It has become unattractive. And there is nobody to purchase that voice anymore. But it has become a means of his turning towards me. So we can see that starvation, that hunger, and that disappearance of all those lovers and ushaq, and those difficulties and hardships that he went through became the means of his turning towards Allah Ta'ala. Now that's another big lesson that we must take. That many a times the difficulties and the trials and the hardships that a person goes through, it is a means of him getting this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes the tarbiyat of people in different ways. And Allah Ta'ala also increases the darajat, the stages, and elevates the person's stages also in different ways. Some people through their zikr, tilawat, ibadat and all those things. Some people through sickness, poverty, hardships, trials. Allah Ta'ala knows best which route he wants to take the person through. So he said, O Umar, I am now the purchaser. I will now buy this person's voice. It is only Allah Ta'ala who is the kharidar.
اگرچہ زندگی بھر وہ نافرمان و غافل رہا ہے لیکن میں اس کی آہوزاری کو قبول کرتا ہوں کیونکہ میری بارگاہ کے علاوہ میرے بندوں کے لیے کوئی اور جائے پناہ نہیں.
Even though all his life he remained disobedient to me, O Umar, but because he has turned towards me, he has made rujoo, he has sought this connection with me, and he is saying also that there is no refuge for me in anyone besides you, O Allah, and there is no other support for me besides your support, O Allah, and there is no one else to buy my voice except you, O my Allah. So therefore Allah Ta'ala says, in my barga, in my court, there is no rejection of such du'as, and I have now purchased his voice. I have forgiven him, that's what it means.
اے عمر آپ بیت المال سے کچھ رقم لے کر اس قبرستان میں جائیے اور میرے بندے عاجز و مستر کو میرا سلام پیش کیجئے. پھر یہ رقم پیش کر کے کہہ دیجئے کہ آج سے حق تعالیٰ نے تجھے اپنا مقرب بنا لیا ہے اور اپنے فضل کو تیرے لیے خاص کر دیا ہے. اب تجھے ملول خاطر ہونے کی ضرورت نہیں, نہ مخلوق کے سامنے ہاتھ پھیلانے کی ضرورت ہے. اے عمر میرے اس بندے سے کہہ دو کہ حق تعالیٰ نے ہمیشہ کے لیے غیب سے تیری روزی کا انتظام کر دیا. How beloved is our Allah Ta'ala. How merciful is our Allah Ta'ala. How rahim and kareem is our Allah Ta'ala. He has a person all his life. He spent in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. He distanced himself from Allah Ta'ala. He was engaged in the playing of music on the harp. But although he did not come to Allah Ta'ala on his own, it was these conditions which brought him to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala could have said that, oh you sinner, it was not your repentance when you were in good condition, when you were getting all those gifts and when you had all those people around you. It was all these difficult conditions which I placed on you that brought you to me.
So where are you asking me now? But look at Allah Ta'ala. He made those conditions for him so that he makes rujoo towards Allah Ta'ala. And now Allah Ta'ala says, O Umar, inspired Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu through a dream or whatever it may be, that go to that Qabristan, seek this person and tell him that you don't have to be disappointed. You don't have to be dejected. You don't have to feel rejected. You don't have to feel sad and neglected. Your Allah has accepted you. And not only that, take some food from the Baitul Mal and go and give it to him. And convey my salam to him. Allah Ta'ala is conveying salam to that sinful one who has repented and turned towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is giving him salam. Let us turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Wallah, the world is full of fitnas. That's why I say that I can speak on many things. I can talk tonight on Jerusalem. I can talk on Iraq. I can talk on Chechnya, Bosnia. I can talk on Afghanistan. And I can talk on so many other aspects. But this majlis, I repeat, is a majlis of Islam. So that our minds are clear that we have come here for the purpose of Islam. That our own hearts we want to light up. How long are we going to keep saying, in the world this is happening, that is happening? That is part of our iman. It is part of our love for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we must feel. And there must be also some occasion when we speak on that and we talk about it and we conscientize the ummah and we bring to the attention of the ummah that these are the problems that the Muslim ummah is facing around the world. There are occasions for that. There are programs for that. And there's nothing wrong with that. It is part of our iman and part of our ukhuwat and brotherhood. But every majlis has got a different flavor and a different color and a different taste. So this majlis is for the purpose of lighting up our hearts with the love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And to get that connection with our beloved Allah Ta'ala, that we don't do anything that will displease Him, so that we may become the recipients of His ni'mats, of His rahmat, of His mercy and of His forgiveness. He is so merciful. Look at this person here. Now Allah Ta'ala is sending salam also and says that from hidden or from the unseen sources, unknown sources, Allah Ta'ala will provide for you rizq now. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is told that you must go there. Inshallah we will continue with this and complete it in the next majlis on Monday, inshallah. We'll have a zikr program on Thursday. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us also that kind of muhabbat that He has blessed the awliya-e siddiqeen with. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا رحيم يا كريم یا ستار العیوب غفار الذنوب خدا ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is suffering throughout the world. Oh Allah, there is nothing but fitnas and suffering. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides You. Hey Allah, Tu Kareem hai, Tu Rahim hai. Hey Allah, we are making rujoo towards You. We are turning towards You. We are ashamed of our sins. We are not justifying our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us and the entire ummah from all things that are displeasing to You and Your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. O Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. O my beloved Allah, bless us with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment. Bless us with wealth full of barakat. Ay Allah, bless us with rizq which is halal and full of barakat. May Allah bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Oh my beloved Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. Ya Allah, all cure lies in your hands. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, those brothers and sisters, parents, anyone from the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who is sick and ailing, bless them with cure. Ya Allah, we know that sometimes sicknesses and diseases can be trials and they can be a rahmat in disguise. But oh Allah, because we are extremely weak, don't test us with sickness, with poverty or with any kind of trial. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of sickness into the rahmat of good health. Change the rahmat of poverty into the rahmat of wealth. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, remove the trials, the difficulties, the problems, the hardships that the ummah is facing in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in India, Ya Allah, throughout the world, wherever the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering. Remove their sufferings and difficulties. Oh Allah, don't look at our weakness. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging before you that we are extremely weak. We are sinners, oh my Allah, the greatest of all sinners on earth. Ya Allah, tu hamare aamal ko mat dekh. Ya Allah, tu Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ki aansu ko dekh. Oh Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam which flowed for this ummah. Look at the blood of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam which flowed for this ummah. Ya Allah, look at the blood of the Sahaba Ikram that flowed for this ummah. Ya Allah, look at the sacrifices that the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his companions made for the ummah. Hey, mere pyare Allah, unke aansuon ke tufail mein hume maaf kar de. Allah, puri ummat ko maaf kar de. Allah, change the conditions of adversity to prosperity. Ya Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and get them out of their difficulties. Oh my beloved Allah, those whose children have gone on to drink, drugs, vices and evils, bring them on to Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, ek din marna hai akhir maut hai. We have to leave this world one day. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba, the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with us salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasulallah on our lips. Let our soul come dancing towards you. Ay mere pyare Allah, Madina Tayyiba shahadat ki maut nasib farma. Ay Allah, Jannatul Baqi mein dafan nasib farma. Allah, Rasulullah, his entire life he made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 companions. Mere pyare Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne mataf mein chal karke jo manga, Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga, Rukne Amani chu karke jo manga, Mizab-e Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga, حتیم میں نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا, ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا, مقام ابراہیم کے پیچھے نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا, زمزم کا پانی پی کر جو مانگا, صفا اینڈ مروا وٹ ایور ہی بیگڈ, ان مینا وٹ ایور ہی آسٹ, اینڈ ان عرفات دی دعاز دیٹ ہی میڈ فرام ظہر ٹل عصر مغرب ایکسٹینڈنگ ہز ہینڈز, آل دیٹ ہی بیگڈ فار اس, اینڈ او اللہ ان مزدلفہ اینڈ ویئر ایور ہی آسٹ فار اس. All that goodness, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله